more about relationships. What I was just asked is, what about open relationships? Well, you see, without it being realized, there isn't anything that can be called a closed relationship. All relationships are open. Now, that doesn't make sense, does it? Because some people, until death us do part, seeking the only unto each other and all that sort of thing. But you see, like the line between Italy and Switzerland, that line is in our minds. It doesn't exist in reality, in existence. A relationship is in the mind. It's not in reality. Reality doesn't recognize lines and ideas. So at any time, anybody can decide to do something other than what they've promised, because the promise was a promise in the moment, and the moment's gone. It's gone. It's gone. And so when a person says, I am with you for the rest of my life, that can be true in that moment, but the rest of your life is a very long time, and all sorts of unexpected things happen, and they do. But most people don't respond to unexpected things because it's inconvenient. They've made this space together, they bought this house together, they've got these children, they've got this car, they've got this and that and the other. So to follow a feeling in that moment that may shake that up, it's denied, it's put back. Now, when anything is denied and put back, it doesn't go away. Not at all. In fact, it accumulates. Anything you push into the cupboard expands and keeps wanting to come out, and you have to keep using energy to keep the door closed. And the more energy you keep used up in denying takes away from the moment. And to be alive in the moment takes a lot of energy. So all these denials in any way are taking away from the life energy of the moment. Now you watch this. When I say a relationship, what happens? Two, doesn't it? A relationship is two people. But that's artificial. If one gets attracted to someone else, how come it's an automatic denial to the relationship you're in? How come not an inclusion? Well, one of the reasons is most relationships are finished, but the people keep perpetuating them out of convenience. So when they get attracted to someone else, they're happy to let the one go they're with. In fact, sometimes when the one you're with gets attracted to someone else, it's a relief that they're going. Inclusion. It doesn't have to be just two, and it doesn't have to be the way of some Arab rules that the man can have so many wives, a woman can have so many partners. Inclusion. But it's automatic, because that's the way you've been programmed by a religion. Instead of inclusion, inclusion. Dissolve the boundaries everywhere, in every way, in every moment. Dissolve the boundaries. Be with what is in that moment. And when a boundary comes up, look at it, disconnect, let it fade away. In a relationship. Let it fade, let it fade. Here you are in this moment. But we're so addicted to avoiding our reality in each moment that we build a relationship and hold on to it. Just watch what happens when there's a turmoil in a relationship. All these things go on, and just for a while, both of them are really alive. Are we staying? Are we leaving? But it's alive, it's living, it's in the moment, it's real. And then The one attraction fades off for some reason, or there's a denial, and they come back together. And they're dead again. The relating is finished, and they're back into a relationship, into rules, into an agreement, into prison. Again, coming back to the reality is there's no such thing as a relationship. There's no such thing as a line between Italy and Switzerland. It's all in our mind. It's all an agreement. And it doesn't work. If it worked, wonderful, but it doesn't work. Countries are always fighting each other over the line, or even out at sea, the fishing rights, always fighting. We are a species of conflict, and we could let that go. Planet-wise, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. You can, in your life, you can take a look at your life and say, in this moment, what is my reality? Sit down, close your eyes, be on your own. If I was free to be where I wanted to be, with whom I wanted to be, doing what I wanted to be doing, if I was really honest with myself, where would I be? Who would I be with? How would I be living? You might find that you want more than one partner, because it's very rare that one partner can be total in everything you want, that they're silent and soft and gentle, or that the sex is good, or they're like adventure. To find all these attributes in one person, very rare. So why not have a few? Both ways. Buy an apartment block. Have it occupied with people who are all intermingling and loose and flowing. Not impossible, you know. Can be. But not if you're avoiding the moment and how you're feeling. Because in the moment, that mind has been programmed to be safe, secure, predictable, dead and not yet buried. To be alive, no safety, no security, no predictability, just this moment, just as it is, not knowing. Oh, freedom, freedom. Here's another way of saying it. Your conditioning, your program, is herding you, forcing you into looking at life that the only way you can be happy is in a relationship with one person. Great idea. Look around you. Is that working? No. No doubt about that. So what does work? Well, if you ever meet a person who's found themselves, that is, they've seen themselves, accepted themselves as they are, and thus feel free, you will sense something around them that's very different from all the other people you know. There's an aliveness. There is a lightness of being, a smile, a joy, a delight in this person. Because they've realized that they're free. You're free, but you haven't realized it. Everybody's free. It's just that we make these decisions not to be free because we think unless we've got what we've been programmed to get, we're not going to feel good. But in actual fact, it's just the opposite. Most people don't feel good most of the time. But these people that are free, they do feel good, way, way beyond good. Now, here's another way of looking at that. If you read or watch the documentaries on near-death experiences, people that die and have an experience of the other side, even although the experiences vary slightly, there are certain themes that run all the way through. And one of the themes is, first of all, light, a brilliant light, a feeling of total acceptance, no judgment whatsoever. No matter who you are and what you've done, there's no judgment there. There's an acceptance for who you are. And there's something else. It's very rare that you hear anybody in this state being told anything. They don't speak, and they get the message. There's no words. There's no speaking. Everybody is intercommunicating with everyone. Some people even see connections from the navel with everybody. Everybody's connected with everybody. Well, in fact, that's the way I see it. We're all connected. And the separation is in our mind. It's not a fact. We're all connected. And in order to continue evolving as smoothly as possible, we need to be with certain people at certain times. And when it's over, we need to drift on. And we don't need to go to a divorce court to divide it, to fight. We just say, thank you for what we've been sharing and stay in touch. Stay caring and loving because we are always in touch. Everything is a great sea of love. It's our mind that keeps trying to divide it, that keeps trying to control, thinks it can be safe and secure and predictable by controlling things. We have no control over anything. Anything can happen anytime. We have no control. Take a look at these documentaries of people that go into near-death experiences. Hear what they talk from the other side. Feel it, sense it. See if you'll let it displace that old conditioning that you've had programmed into your mind. You can call it darkness. And feel the light. We're all connected. We can all share all the time. Take it further. When you go into a shop to buy something, that's not somebody else on the other side of the counter. That's just another aspect of you. But you don't see them, do you? They are a shopkeeper. No, they're not. They're a human being, and not only a human being, they're part of you and you are part of them. See them. Look at them. Connect with them. Talk to them. They might be grumpy. You don't know what's going on in their day. Don't react to the grumpiness. Look at them. Say hello. And thank you. And when you say have a lovely day, mean it. That is another part of you, you know. Everybody is part of all of us. Open up. And include. Yes, you've chosen to live with one person. Be with them for just as long as it's appropriate. But don't exclude anybody or anything. Open up. Open up.